It's 12 noon, time for the news, sport and weather.
I'm Vanessa Phelan with the latest news, sports and weather. A major residential development is moving forward in Erpeldange after the Municipal Council approved a key change to its general development plan, paving the way for 205 new homes on the site of the former Laduno Dairy. Councillor Giovanni Ferrigo welcomed the development and suggested the municipality advocate for the inclusion of local services, such as a physiotherapist or hairdresser. The Road Safety Association has issued a warning following a concerning spike in pedestrian accidents, linking the danger, among other causes, to the use of phones by all road users. Last week alone, 9 pedestrians were struck by vehicles, several sustaining serious injuries. Paul Hamelman, president of the RSA, described the situation on Luxembourg's roads as unspeakable in an interview today with RTL. In international stories, a small town in central France is to offer expectant mothers €1,000 from next year to give birth at the local maternity ward in a bid to save it from closing. The initiative comes as birth rates dwindle nationwide and countryside hospitals increasingly close their maternity units. The labour ward in Saint-Amand-Montrond is among around 20 in the country that does not meet the legally required 300 births a year to stay open. Finally, the chair of the IPCC has said that in order to counter climate denial, UN scientists must be clear about the role humans have in heating the planet. Jim Skay, a Scottish professor, chairs the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which held a 5-day meeting outside Paris this week to begin drafting the next major UN climate assessment. Turning now to sport. The draw for the 2026 World Cup takes place in Washington today, with Donald Trump set to play a prominent part in a star-studded ceremony that will map the path to glory for contenders at the first ever 48-team finals. The most logistically complex World Cup in history will be held across the United States, Mexico, and Canada from June 11th to July the 19th. In cricket, Jake Weatherald blazed 72 and Marnus Labuschagne hit a sparkling 65 as Australia narrowed England's lead to 106 by dinner on day 2 of the day-night second Ashes test. At the break in Brisbane, Australia were 228 for 3 after the visitors succumbed for 334 in their first innings on the back of Joe Root's epic unbeaten 138. For more on these stories and for all the latest news, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
The weather is due to remain grey and cloudy but dry today with an expected high of 6 degrees. Right now, it's 4 degrees.